Dr. Heckscher, this is all very fascinating to me. Explain this. How did you get involved with this? Why is this important to you?
Well, I've been studying a songbird in Delaware, White Clay Creek State Park. I've been studying this species since 1998. I began as a master's student at the University of Delaware. I then went on to obtain my PhD studying this population of songbirds. And soon thereafter, I got a position as a professor, assistant professor at DSU. So I continued studying the population. I'm a wildlife biologist, so looking at songbird behavior and ecology and population dynamics is kind of what, you know, I've always kind of been interested in. So the correlation with the hurricanes, it's something that just recently came about. I was looking back through my data over a 20-year period and looking at the breeding season length of the species. I had become pretty aware that the length of the nesting season differed from year to year. And for a long time, I've been trying to, you know, sort of think, why would this be? Could it be, you know, some years are hotter than others? Could it be that the food resources at White Clay Creek, the insects that the birds eat, maybe aren't as abundant in some years than others? And it just suddenly occurred to me to look at tropical storm activity. And I need to step back a little bit and say that this species, the veery, is a thrush. It lives in the understory of forests. It's about the size of a robin, maybe a little bit smaller, but it's a single brooded species. So that means that it only will bring off one successful clutch set of young a year. It migrates down to South America, actually to the southern Amazon basin, which is something I discovered through some GPS tracking work, which is a separate study. But so it has a very long migration route. So it goes from Delaware down to southern Brazil every year and then comes back to nest and raise its young in Delaware. So we call a bird single brooded if it only brings off one set of young a year. It's generally thought that, there are several songbirds that are single brooded. So it's generally thought that the single brooded behavior is because of the length, has something to do with the length of migration. So it takes them a long time to get down to South America. So the idea is they don't really have time to raise more than one little family a year. Most songbirds will bring off two, sometimes even three sets of young a year, but the veery and some of the other birds that migrate down to South America only bring off one set of young. So they're actually coming from Brazil to raise maybe four young maximum a year, and then they have to go all the way back down to Brazil. So it's quite an amazing thing that's sort of developed here. You'd think it would just be easier for them just to stay down there and they could have many more young, but that's just not the case.
Okay, so sort of dumb it down for us, for me, okay. If you will. Put really more simply than your article title, what have you found? What has the research shown?
Yeah, so the research has shown that in years that there's a higher likelihood of lots of storm activity in the Gulf or Caribbean Sea, which is, you know, they have to cross those bodies of water to get to South America. So in years when it's more likely there's going to be severe weather, like hurricanes, in those years, they shorten the nesting season, which is what I was sort of getting at a moment ago. The birds that don't successfully bring off any young, so their nest might get, you know, attacked by a snake or eaten, they will re-nest until they bring off a successful family or until they have to shut down, so they have to go back down to South America. So in years when there is severe weather in the Gulf or Caribbean Sea that they have to sort of navigate around, they will shorten the breeding season, meaning that they will stop nesting earlier. If they haven't brought off any young, those birds will stop trying to do that. So what I found is that you can then predict the severity of a tropical storm season, in this case hurricane season, by looking at the length of the veery breeding season.
Go back a little bit. I still, for some reason, cannot wrap my head around what even made you think there would be a correlation between songbirds and hurricane season. Like, where did this come into play in your mind?
Well, I spent a long time trying to figure out why in some years they would stop nesting earlier than others. I mean, you know, why wouldn't they continue to nest as long as possible to try to bring off that one successful clutch of young. You know, there must be a reason why, you know, in 1999, they continued to nest into mid-July, but in, you know, 2003 or whatever it is, they stopped nesting in late June. So I noticed that I realized long ago that it wasn't consistent, that in some years it was easy for us to find nests late in the year, and in other years there weren't any nests out there at White Clay Creek. So, you know, I was brainstorming for a long time, you know, several years, trying to figure out what could be going on. And one of the possibilities that occurred to me is that maybe they know somehow in advance how dangerous their migration is going to be to South America. So hurricane season is generally from June 1st to November 30th every year. But the peak hurricane season is September and October, and that coincides with when these birds are trying to get to South America. So obviously a major hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico in September is going to be a major obstacle for these birds. You know, that's very dangerous flying for a little bird if they have to go through or around a hurricane.
Okay, so the study that, let's say, you're doing this year will predict next year's hurricane season? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. So going out there this summer in Delaware, I can predict with some confidence. There's, of course, some error there, but I can predict with a fair amount of confidence how the hurricane season in September and October is going to be this coming fall.
And how is the season going to be in September and October for us Delawareans?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So every year, NOAA and some other groups like Colorado State University put out their pretty well-known hurricane forecasts. And now with the VIRI data, I can also do that. So this year's kind of interesting because the VIRIs did stop nesting pretty early, which suggests to me that we're going to get some pretty active hurricane, some pretty active tropical storm activity this fall. So if I look strictly at the VIRI data, it shows that the hurricane season for this fall is going to be above average. Last year was way above average, as many people will remember. But the data for this year suggests that the hurricane season is going to be above average, which is pretty interesting because some of the other major groups out there are predicting a below average season.
Where can people read your entire article, sir?
It's available online and free to anybody who wants to go to the website. They would go to, so it was published in Scientific Reports, and the website would be www.nature.com. And when you get to that website, you can navigate to Scientific Reports. And then you can search on the front page of Scientific Reports and find it there. So you would search for my last name, or if you type in songbirds and hurricanes, it'll probably show up. It was published on July 2nd. So if you go to the publication date of July 2nd, that's also a way that you can get to the paper.
This is all very fascinating. Have I left anything out that you want people to know about your paper?
Not really. I mean, the big news is that we can predict hurricanes through songbird behavior. And I think that's really a victory for animal behavior in general. There's you know, folks out there that wonder, why am I looking at songbirds? You know, how's that going to save the world? In addition to many other reasons I can give, I can now point also to the fact that, studying animals can predict things like hurricane seasons. So I think that's important.